Well, we should probably start then, given that we've got a reasonably full number, and others can come along later if they're able. So thanks everybody, and Gabby, do we just start a recording, or is it already recording?
Yeah, we can start the recording.
Yeah. Okay. So the first item on the agenda is the confirmation minutes and actions. Gabby, are there any outstanding action items?
There were just two action items. I think both have been fulfilled, but we might want to update the council about them. The first one was the chair to remind John Jeffrey to clarify when Peter Dengit Rush's term is ending.
Yes. Now, I sent a reminder to JJ after our last meeting, and today I rang Diane Schroeder to ask her to chase JJ. She said yes. In fact, JJ had mentioned to her a couple of days ago that he owed me a response to my request for information and that he would get to it as quickly as possible. So I have made a note to, if I don't get a response by the end of the week, to chase, to give Diane a call and see how she's getting on with chasing him.
Okay, the other action was for me, and that was to verify the deadline for the CCNSO NomCom appointee election and advise the council on when to call for nominations. So there is no real deadline. They just want to have a name before the Colombia meeting. So it's up to us as to when we want to appoint someone. Could be an idea to make a verbal call at the Brussels meeting already so that people can start thinking of it. But it's up to us.
So Gabby, can you given that you would know the timing of how long that process takes in the event that there needs to be well, there's not an election, but a decision by the council. Could you let us know when you think we should make that formal call, please?
Sure. We don't actually have a process for this, but sure, we could. I can come up with something.
Yeah, just on the basis that we need to make a formal call for a volunteer to sit on the NomCom. We need to allow enough time for people to put in say that they're interested in doing it, and then we need to allow enough time for the council to consider who those people are and to make a decision.
Yep.
Cool. Thank you. All right. Any other action items or any other comments on the minutes? Excellent. Number two is the working group updates. The first one is the ad hoc working group on the protection of country names in connection with the introduction of new GTLDs. Now, most of you hopefully will have seen that the new draft application guidebook version 4 now basically says that country names will be excluded from the new GTLD process. That's basically correct, isn't it, Bart?
Yes, that's my understanding.
Yeah. And so
with one caveat, it's as defined, but it's a very broad definition of what is included.
Yeah. So on that basis, it appears that we have managed to achieve what we set out to achieve, which is that there's a block on the registration of country names, territory names, as new GTLDs. At least for now, so that means that we can close the ad hoc working group on that issue. Bart, is there anything that you need to add?
No, this is all because it's a very informal working group, so there is no chart or anything, but it's just good otherwise, so it's not really active anymore. We can close down bits on the CCNSO website and everything.
Anybody got any comments on that?
Just to formally thank the members of the working group for their work would be good.
Yes, I think that's a really excellent idea, Leslie. We should do that, Bart. We should the council should resolve to close the working group and formally thanks the members of the working group who should be named in the resolution for the work that they've done, and chalk that one up as a win. So that's good. All right.
So when Peter Dengue-Trush mentions to the GAC that ICANN would not be following the GAC advice, he actually meant to say that they would be going much further than that, not just restricting the country names, but just excluding them. But that was nice and surprising.
Peter, I think that you should be prepared to stand up and say that at the session we have on Tuesday morning in Brussels with Peter and Rod. I think that's excellent point. If we how can we possibly work if we can't get accurate information from the chair of ICANN? I mean, really. I think they've obviously decided it's too hard a battle. so they've given in, which is good. The second item...
Chris,
yes, Kevin.
We need a proposal and a seconder for that.
I'm sorry. If we're going to do a formal resolution, we need someone to propose the resolution to close the working group and thank the members individually for all the work that they've done. Can somebody please propose that?
I will. It's Byron.
Thanks,
I propose
Byron.
It.
Thank you. Seconder? No seconders. There must be someone who's prepared to second the resolution.
I'm happy to
Maybe
second that, Chris.
Thank you very much. And unless there are any objections, that resolution is passed. Good. Okay, so delegation and redelegation working group. I guess this falls to me. So we've actually made an extraordinary amount of progress. And very soon, we will be publishing a document that for comment, and at which we will discuss, well, two documents, in fact, for comment, which we will discuss. Hold on. Sorry, I disappeared then. I apologize. Two documents which we will publish for Brussels. One is a summary progress report, and the other one is a... How many pages are
there? Around 100.
100-page analysis document of the relevant delegations and redelegations of CCTLDs since time immemorial, with an analysis of whether the decisions that are made appear to be within policy or outside of policy, whether they are of interest to us or not interesting to us, and so on. But when are we hoping to publish that document?
Hopefully by the end of this week, early next week. So the major say they still need to go through the next the major document that still needs to be approved and adopted by the working group
tomorrow, right?
Yeah, that's Thursday morning.
Yeah, okay, sorry, that's Thursday.
That happens, we can start pulling the strings to get it published.
Excellent. So that will be published as soon as possible, and that document will inform our discussions in Brussels, which are going to take place on the Monday afternoon. Because our agenda is so full,
Sorry, Chris. The delegation redelegation will take place on Tuesday afternoon during the
season. Sorry, it's the IDM this Monday. Sorry,
yeah.
You're quite right. The delegation redelegation working group discussion will take place on the Tuesday. And it will basically be a discussion on the document, and then obviously that document will be open for written comments through until when did it open until that?
15 September.
So it's a very big document, but it sounds as if it's quite daunting, but it's not that bad actually. It's a page by page review of each decision that's been made. And look, you'll see when you see it, but basically Bart and Bernie have done a huge amount of work to get this done. It's an extraordinarily useful document that will be very helpful in our discussions on delegation and redelegation. Does anyone have any questions on that? Good. The item 2.3 is the IDN PDP working group, or working group one rather, and this is the one that will. This is the one where the discussion will take place on Monday afternoon in Brussels. Again, there will be a document. Well, we've already published it, haven't we, Bart?
Yes. What we did is we published, say, the updated comments, and the working group is having a discussion about the scope,
okay.
So whether or not to include Latin script, yes or no.
Yeah, so the issue on the IDN PDP working group has been a discussion about whether an IDN CCTLD is only non-Latin scripts as per the fast track, or is in fact any IDN CCTLD string that includes characters that are not in the 26-letter Latin alphabet. And fortunately for us, there is actually an IDN protocol definition, which is about to be approved, which clearly states that an IDN TLD is in fact any TLD string that includes a letter that is not included in the 26-letter alphabet, plus a few other things like hyphens and what have you. So that means that that ASCII with accents or ASCII plus is included, and we will be having a discussion about that in Brussels, and we'll publish a note on that before Brussels so that everybody can see where we are. Did I cover that, everything on that bar?
Yep, and what will happen as well, say the chair's draft will be updated to include the new definition.
Okay, good. Any questions on that one? Okay, excellent. Incident response working group. Is that you, Bart?
Yes, I think that's easy. Maybe you can cover the bit on the DNS certs item for the discussion with the chair of the incident response working group. The incident response working group is working on the repository of contact details, so there will be a proposal in for a repository in Brussels, and it's working on use cases, so in which event the repository or these or the list of contacts can be used to mitigate an incident. So that's the two main activities, and maybe you can answer, or you can talk about the relation between the working group and DNS cert.
Yes, I will, thank you. So you'll recall that in Nairobi we widened the scope of this particular working group to include DNS cert, but Bart and I had a long conversation with Jörg, who is the chair of this working group, to get clear with them what that meant. And what that means is that we're not looking for the working group to make comment on the principle of DNS cert, but rather when things move on, either in the setting up of a joint working group to discuss the principles of DNS cert, which is what everybody has recommended should happen, we would be looking to them to provide us with technical input and comment in respect to that. But we're not expecting them to provide us with comment on the principle of DNS cert at this stage. I do have some other information on the DNS cert discussion, which I was going to leave to any other business, but if nobody minds, I'll slip in now because it's what we're talking about, if that's okay. Okay, good. So I've had a long conversation with Chuck Gomes, who's the chair of the GNSO, and we have reached a suggestion for the GNSO to consider at their council meeting in a couple of days, and us to consider at this council meeting, and possibly tomorrow if we need to do this on the list. And that is that rather than waiting for a response from ICANN in respect to the comments that have been made, it might perhaps be an idea for the CCNSO and the GNSO as the two supporting organizations, with the support of the ALAC and the Security and Stability Advisory Committee, the SSAC, to actually just go ahead and set up a joint working group to consider whether there should be a DNS cert and what involvement ICANN should have in that DNS cert. That being basically, in summary, what 99.9% of the comments to the DNS cert proposal said should actually happen. And part of the reason for suggesting that is that there is some belief or gossip, if you like, that certain people in ICANN are just going to try and push ahead with this come what may, and that by us actually being preemptive and setting this thing up anyway, we can effectively create a fait accompli and say this is what we need to do and this is what we're going to do anyway. So that's the suggestion. Chuck and I, and I've spoken to Cheryl about this and also to Steve, we have said that we think it's a good idea, but it's a matter for each of the councils to decide whether they think it's a good idea. But can I throw that open for comment and thought, please? Does that mean everybody's asleep, or everyone thinks it's a really great idea?
Chris, it's Byron. Just one question. Seems like a good idea. One question would be, by moving forward with this, would it give any credence to those who want to just push ahead as perhaps turning it around and making it, well, look, this working group's going ahead, it proves the point that we should be going ahead with this thing?
Good question, Byron. I don't think so. The fundamental basis of all of the feedback has been the way to do this is to set up a cross-SOAC working group to consider the fundamental principles as to whether it's necessary, if it is necessary, what it should do, if it is going to exist, who should be, where it should be based, you know, should it be involved, should it be an ICANN run, should it be run independently, etc. So all we would be doing, I think, is to say, well, actually, this is a bottom-up led organization, and the bottom has decided that this is what we're going to do in order to make a decision about whether it should proceed or not and on what basis it should proceed. And the step would be, let's be clear what we need to do, the step would be, if we agree to do this and the GNSO agrees to do this, that a charter drafting committee would be set up with a couple of people from the CCNSO and a couple of people from GNSO to draft a charter for this joint working group based on the feedback given to the DNS cert proposal, and for that to come to the council in Brussels, the council, both the GNSO and the CCNSO in Brussels, to consider, and if jointly approved, for that working group to be set up post-Brussels.
Chris, it's Leslie. I was quiet because I was kind of pondering the ramifications of that move. Also, I think one of my issues is about everyone focusing on how DNS cert would work and how it would be funded, etc., as opposed to what we were saying in the letter and others have said about there being a gap analysis about capacity and about security information, etc. And DNS cert might be one of the outcomes if you see that there is a gap and decide that's the best way of addressing it. But by kind of labeling it with DNS cert from the start, although of course that's a shorthand we're using, it kind of presupposes that that is one way of dealing with the issue, which is exactly, what happened previously.
I absolutely agree with you, Leslie, and if my shorthand is misinterpreted, I apologize for that. It's not intended that this working group would say there should be a DNS cert, how should it be run, but actually the charter drafters should go back to the fundamental feedback,
which starts with a letter from me and Chuck and Cheryl and is built from there. And if you, and I'm not in any way dismissing the rest of the feedback, but if you use the basic starting point that we put in, the three chairs put in their letter, that would be the starting point for this working group. Because what the letter suggests is that the first step is to set up a working group to consider all of this stuff, including the gap analysis and including everything else.
So if that is under the banner of housing, security and stability or whatever, that might be kind of better.
Yes, no, I agree with that. Okay. I agree with that completely. And I think that point is extremely important, and it's something that I would, if we're prepared to at least go down the path of starting to draft a charter, under the caveat that, of course, we don't have to agree it, this is just setting up a little drafting committee with the GNSO to do so, that we would clearly be intending that this joint working group would be based on the fundamental principles, which is not that we will have a DNS cert, but that we need to get to a decision about whether there should be a DNS cert, and the way we do that is by having this working group.
Yep.
So you could call it the Should There Be a DNS Cert Working Group. I mean, you wouldn't call it that, but fundamentally, that's what we're talking about. Should there be a DNS cert, and there's a working group to consider that, and the intention, I think, would be, and again, this will come out through the drafting exercise of the charter, the intention would be to involve other people in that as well. So you'd involve, is it OARC, or whatever they're called, in the discussions, and say, look, the job of this working group is to decide whether there is actually a role for a DNS cert, what that role is and how it should be structured,
okay.
If indeed there is.
I know we're talking with different English interpretations, but I'd go back further than that and say, is there a problem that a DNS cert may address?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, I agree. And sorry, for me, and I accept that completely, for me, should there be a DNS cert involves the question, is there a problem? But I understand completely that we have to start from the starting point of, is there a problem? And so on, and step forwards from there. But if you look at all of the feedback, almost all of the feedback, including the minority report from the workshop that took place in DC, it all says the way to handle this in the ICANN framework, if you want to handle it in the ICANN framework, is to set up a cross SOAC working group and start from the beginning and work your way slowly through the process.
Yeah.
And so what we're really talking about is, as a principle, do we need to wait for ICANN, the board, / the CEO, / the staff to say, yes, that's a really good idea, or can we just do it because actually it's us that make these decisions, not them? And so given that we're not saying we will do it, but rather that we will set up a little charter drafting working group to see if we can agree a charter that suits us, that seems to me to be a sensible step to take. Anyone else? Okay, so can I, on that basis, then go back to Chuck and Leslie, given all of the things that you've said and all the caveats that you put in place, and I accept those completely, go back to Chuck with an email, and I'll copy everybody in the council on this email, saying, in principle, we think is something we should explore. The way to explore it is to set up a charter drafting working group. If the GNSO agrees in their meeting in 2 days' time, then we'll ask for two or three people from the CCNSO Council or whatever, and two or three from the Gs to work over the next couple of weeks to see if we can draft something. Anyone have a problem with that? Okay, excellent. In that case, I will do that tomorrow morning, and I will copy everybody so that everyone sees what it is that I've said. And if anyone has a problem with what I've said, please don't hesitate to tell me. Excellent. But the next one's the jig, I think. Hello, Bart.
Yes, I'm back again. I was on mute. The JIG had some meetings. They still try to explore the, say, what are the policy aspects of variant management in IDNs and the policy aspects of introducing one-character IDNs. They had some preliminary meetings, or they had a meeting with Tina Dum on variant management, and we're waiting for the next meeting in Brussels to continue our work. That's it. There's no real other progress there.
Apart from our mystery member of the working group.
Yeah, but that's more.
So we
sort that out.
Sorry, you go ahead, Bud.
We had one member on. Gabby noted that somebody dialed in who is not listed on the working group, and by mysterious means got hold of the both the phone number and the access code. So we need to find out how this could have happened, because apparently this person is not from the GNSO nor affiliated with the GNSO nor affiliated with the CCNSO. But it's a mystery.
It is indeed. Amazing. Okay. Any questions on the jig? Excellent. Byron, SOP.
Okay, thanks. We have been working over the last month or so on setting up the session, the form of the session for Brussels, which is, I think, the last session on the Wednesday. And what we're trying to create is a very interactive environment where some fundamental questions on the overall ICANN strategy and operations plan can be talked about through a panel environment, but then also put back to the entire room, the CC community, for near real-time voting, which will give us a real sense of the mood of the room and the community in near real time, and that will help guide the discussion. So we're working on just some of the final mechanics to allow that to happen, but it looks like it's in fairly good order. It'll be moderated by Patrick Sherry, and the final list of the panel hasn't been set yet, but it will involve folks from across all the different geographic areas, as well as perhaps another member or two who can add a different perspective for the CC community. So that seems to be well in hand, though it's still certainly a work in progress, and that'll be, from our working group's perspective, the main event in Brussels. Additionally, there will be housekeeping to talk about, hopefully relatively short in duration, and that's around the charter of the working group and whether it's satisfying the needs of the community or should be fine-tuned or not. So there will also be a brief discussion about that. So that's what's going on right now, and that's what's in the planning.
Thank you, Byron. Formally, we need to approve the addition of Matthew Vail. How do I say that? Bas? Thank you. As a new working group member, does that need to be an actual resolution, Bas, or do we just approve that?
Just approve it.
Okay, so Matthew wants to join the working group. I think that's excellent. And unless anybody has any objections, we can approve that. So, Byron, you can move forwards with him being on the working group.
Which is great
and
news. He's been making a lot of suggestions just on his own, so very happy to include him in the process.
Yeah. Thanks. And I just wanted to say, I think that this particular working group is a really good example of what the CCNSO can do in a working group and have that fed into meetings. It's really excellent. You guys, I know, have been planning for quite some time on what's going to happen in Brussels. And I just wanted to say I think that's fantastic and really shows that when we concentrate on something and have people involved in working groups who are committed, we can actually get real work done and have really useful sessions with our members in Brussels. So, Byron, thank you very much for that.
Thanks for the feedback.
No problem. Wildcard Study Group. Is Youngham, are you on the call? Seemingly not. Bart, do you have any update from me?
Andre, is Andre on the call?
Andre. No, they're both busy setting up wildcards for their own.
The working group has done its fact finding and is now preparing a final report, draft final report for the Brussels meeting. Hopefully we get it done in time. So we got all the material now. It needs to be structured and put in a presentable way.
Okay, fantastic. Assuming there are no questions on that, we move to item 3 on the agenda. Gabby, I think that's you. Update on nominations for the North American Council seat.
Yeah, so we started the nomination period last week to fill the seat of Keith Drazek, and it's closing tomorrow, and so far we have one nomination, but the nomination is for Fernando España from DOS US, but we're still waiting for this nomination to be seconded, so that's still needed. So if it's not done by tomorrow, I guess we just have to renew the nomination period.
Who nominated Fernando?
Byron.
Okay, could you send an email to Dottie,
yep,
and to Oscar,
mm-hmm,
Moreno, and ask one of them to either second that or to nominate somebody else, please?
Yeah.
Okay, because I don't really want to have to roll through this whole process again if we can avoid it.
Yeah, and that's all I have.
Thank you. And the next one is also you, Gabby. Update on the CCNSO meetings agenda.
Oh, okay. So the meetings agenda has been slightly updated, and it's online. If you look at our fantastic YouTube clip, then you will see where you should go. You should go to the meetings page, and there's the agenda, and you can just have a look there. So the only session that has not been confirmed yet is the law enforcement session. We're still waiting for feedback on that, and also we need to have confirmation that the ICANN board will actually attend our meeting, but otherwise everything is confirmed, and you just have a look there. And I don't have anything to add. Yeah?
Thank you, Gabby. Any questions on the meetings agenda? Excellent. Which brings us to item 5, which is the liaison updates. Now, Ron has sent through his large update. Ron, is there anything you want to add to your update?
No, Chris. Self-explanatory, I think.
Thank you. Do we have any questions for Ron on the at-large update? No, we don't. Good. Ron, the risk of me spending this whole meeting congratulating everybody, can I just say that I think your work as the at-large liaison is brilliant and a great example of how it should be done. Thank you very much. It's great to get all this information. Just because we don't necessarily comment on it or ask questions about it doesn't mean it isn't appreciated. So thank you very much for all the work that you do.
Well, thank you, Chris. I appreciate that.
Gabby, we don't have a GNSO liaison update, do we?
No, I haven't received anything.
Okay, cool. And that brings us to the final item on the agenda, which is any other business. There is the letter from Peter Dengate-Thrush, which we will get to in a minute. But before we do that, does anybody else have any other business that they would like to raise under any other business?
I have something. I have a few seats left for the CCNSO dinner, so if anyone wants to join and hasn't registered yet, please let me know. I think I have 4 seats left.
Okay. Well, the worst case scenario, Gabby, is that Bart and I will eat two meals. Thank you. I have two items under any other business. One is, sorry, is there anybody else before I launch into it? No. Okay. So the first item I have is there is a joint GNSO, CCNSO council meeting on Monday in Brussels for lunch. I have had an email from Chuck to suggest that the items on the agenda, which has arrived today, which is why I haven't sent it out, should be the DNS cert topic. And there has also been a suggestion that we should discuss synchronized TLDs, the ICANN solution for dealing with variants. I think both of those are fine. What I will do tomorrow is to send out a copy of that email to the council, and if anyone else has any other suggestions about items that we should be jointly discussing with the DNSO, please let me know. But otherwise, I'm quite happy to go with synchronized TLDs and DNS cert. If anyone has any other suggestions, as I said, please let me know. And that brings us to the final item of any other business, which is the email from Peter about the session with Peter and Rod, which we traditionally have on Tuesday mornings, and B, the joint council board breakfast. Everybody has seen that. I hope Dottie has sent in a note, and so has Peter. Thank you for that. Both of those notes appear to indicate a desire to continue with both of those particular sessions. For what it's worth, my personal opinion is that the session with Peter and Rod and any other board members who'd like to come along to the CCNSO members meeting on Tuesday morning is very valuable, and I would like to continue that. And in fact, subject to what the council says today, I've asked Gabby to send out a note asking members and council to let us know if there are any specific questions that they would like to be, or topics that they would like to have discussed with Rod, Peter, and any other board members at the members' meeting. And the suggestion I've put to Gabby is that we should actually say that if you have a particular topic or you have a particular question that you'd like to ask as a member or a councillor, you should actually come and ask that question at the microphone rather than having me simply read through a list of those questions. So let's deal with that one first. Does anybody think that we should change that format, or are we all happy to have Rod and Peter coming along and talking to us on Tuesday morning at our members' session?
Chris, I felt that was fine to continue in an important channel of communication. On the other ICANN board members, the point in Peter's email was that actually they're scheduled to sit in and on the CCNSO meetings for the entire day, so it was more than just that particular session. And again, I think that's a very useful channel, and one would hope the board members would find that of benefit. But I guess I'd quite like to throw that question back and ask, through Peter, the ICANN board, as to what ways in which they think that could be made more effective.
Okay, so on that particular issue, then we would be going back to Peter and saying, yes, we want to continue with the chair and CEO session. Any other board members that would like to come and actually be on the panel, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And in respect to the rest of the day, we think it's great that board members are tasked with coming to our meetings, and what could we do to make that better for them?
Yeah.
Is that basically right, Leslie?
Yes, it was.
Okay, cool. So that's no problem. I can deal with that. And does anyone else have any comments on that particular aspect of Peter's note? Okay, good. So that brings us then to the other bit, which is the breakfast. Now, this has sort of changed over time. What used to happen was that we'd have a sort of more slightly sort of formal session where I'd say something, and in those days Vint would say something, and there'd be a sort of discussion and questions and a microphone and what have you. And over the last few years, couple of years, that's moved to a much more sort of informal setup where we basically have, you know, four or five tables, and board members and CCNSO council members sit together around those individual tables and just have a general free-ranging discussion about anything that comes up, which I think actually, personally, I think works quite well. But I, you know, again, I'm happy to take input on that. But again, my personal view is that this breakfast session is valuable, and it's important that members of the board and members of the council actually get to talk to each other in a sort of unofficial way about all sorts of different things. So that's my opinion. What do other people think?
I agree, well, Chris.
Yeah, this is Byron. I agree. I certainly found it helpful, and my sense was in the couple that I've been to that board members left the table with a more educated or slightly different view than they arrived with, so I thought it was certainly helpful. I'd like it to continue.
Anybody? Thanks, Byron. Anybody else? Okay, so can I then go back to Peter and say, we think it's very valuable. We actually quite like the informal basis upon which it's done. The only formality that we like is that we should make sure that obviously all the board members don't sit at one table and all the council members sit at another table, but that we actually mix ourselves around, and that discussion is free-flowing and can be about absolutely anything. And it shouldn't be... it shouldn't be disregarded simply because there is no formal agenda or because there is no formal setup of the meeting. Does that fit with what everybody thinks is a good idea? Or does anybody object to that? Okay. Well, good. I think that's great. I mean, I think we can. It's not that I don't think we could do it better. I think we could do it better. But I think based on the sort of informal, there's no point in having, you know, Peter or me standing up and talking about stuff. That doesn't necessarily help, although there may be occasions where that's necessary for an individual item. But fundamentally, the principle should be that the breakfast is just an opportunity to socialise, mix, and talk about anything at all that comes up. And certainly, I echo what Byron says. Certainly, the table that I was at in Nairobi with Jean-Jacques and various other board members, it was a very interesting discussion, and I think the information that was passed backwards and forwards was very valuable. So if I compose a response to Peter that sort of says that, unless anyone has a problem, I'm assuming that that's okay, and I will, I promise, send a copy of that to everybody. Is that okay? Yes, it is. All right, excellent. Is there any other business that we need to discuss at this meeting? Okay, no, there isn't. So, thank you very much indeed, everybody, and I guess we'll see you in a week and a half's time in Brussels.
Okay. Thanks very much, Chris.
Okay.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye.
Bye-bye.